Now, I doubt there is a more famous name in art than that of Toulouse-Lautrec. We know he was French. He lived in Paris at the turn of the 19th to the 20th century. He was uncommonly short and only 36 when he died, but he left behind some of the most memorable pictures of women ever produced. They were the dancers of the can-can at the Paris nightclubs and the prostitutes and kept women of Montmartre, and they're now on show at the Walker Art Gallery in Liverpool. Well, Richard Thompson is Watson Gordon Professor of Fine Art at the University of Edinburgh and joins us from there. Pat Hardy is curator at the Walker. But Jane Avril is one of the most famous, doing the can-can at the Jardin de Paris. In fact, I remember having that poster a long, long time ago. Who was she?
She was a dancer who caught the eye of Toulouse-Lautrec. She had anglicised her name to Jane Avril, but she also had a nickname called La Melanite, which was a very high explosive. And that nickname, I think, encapsulated her style of dance, which was very energetic. It was like a sort of burst of explosion onto the stage. And she was tremendously popular in the 1890s.
And what do we know about the way he worked? I mean, he went to these nightclubs. Did he just sort of sit there and sketch them as it was going on, or did he take an image away and do it later?
I think probably a bit of both. I think the rapid lines that he used in the sketches show that he must have been working on the spot. But we know that he used photographs as well afterwards, so there's a fairly wide portfolio of them, which he must have based some of these lines on, to get these almost caricature-type shapes and to capture the moment. It's a very instantaneous way of seeing the artwork.
Richard, at the Moulin Rouge, there's La Goulue, Louise Weber. What do we know about her?
She was outrageous. She came up as a dancer from the back streets when she was only in her mid-teens, and she was so lascivious in her dancing of the can-can, her particular variant of the can-can, which involved very high kicks, kicking off gentlemen's top hats and probably wearing rather little underwear, that she launched herself onto the stage big time. And by 1891, when Toulouse-Lautrec did his famous poster of her, she was a great star. She even boasted that she was more famous than the President of the Republic.
Segment 1. Now, I doubt there is a more famous name in art than that of Toulouse-Lautrec. We know he was French. He lived in Paris at the turn of the 19th to the 20th century. He was uncommonly short and only 36 when he died, but he left behind some of the most memorable pictures of women ever produced. They were the dancers of the can-can at the Paris nightclubs and the prostitutes and kept women of Montmartre. And they're now on show at the Walker Art Gallery in Liverpool. Well, Richard Thompson is Watson Gordon Professor of Fine Art at the University of Edinburgh and joins us from there. Pat Hardy is curator at the Walker. But Jane Avril is one of the most famous, doing the can-can at the Jardin de Paris. In fact, I remember having that poster a long, long time ago. Who was she?
Segment 2.
She was a dancer who caught the eye of Toulouse-Lautrec. She had anglicised her name to Jane Avril, but she also had a nickname called La Melanite, which was a very high explosive. And that nickname, I think, encapsulated her style of dance, which was very energetic. It was like a sort of burst of explosion onto the stage. And she was tremendously popular in the 1890s.
Segment 3.
And what do we know about the way he worked? I mean, he went to these nightclubs. Did he just sort of sit there and sketch them as it was going on, or did he take an image away and do it later?
I think probably a bit of both. I think the rapid lines that he used in the sketches show that he must have been working on the spot. But we know that he used photographs as well afterwards, so there's a fairly wide portfolio of them, which he must have based some of these lines on, to get these almost caricature-type shapes and to capture the moment. It's a very instantaneous way of seeing the artwork.
Segment 4.
Richard, at the Moulin Rouge, there's La Goulue, Louise Weber. What do we know about her?
She was outrageous. She came up as a dancer from the back streets when she was only in her mid-teens, and she was so lascivious in her dancing of the can-can, her particular variant of the can-can, which involved very high kicks, kicking off gentlemen's top hats and probably wearing rather little underwear, that she launched herself onto the stage big time. And by 1891, when Toulouse-Lautrec did his famous poster of her, she was a great star. She even boasted that she was more famous than the President of the Republic.